Hello, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is your Eastern Sierra Now local news update for Wednesday, April 29th. Mammoth Hospital Board of Directors announced the appointment of Melanie Van Winkle as Chief Executive Officer, transitioning from her role as interim CEO to lead the organization on a permanent basis. Van Winkle assumed the role of interim CEO in January following the retirement of former CEO Tom Parker. Over the past few months, she has guided the organization towards a critical leadership transition while maintaining operational stability, navigating workforce challenges, and advancing key priorities of the hospital. Van Winkle has been with Mammoth Hospital for over 16 years, serving as CFO, where she strengthened the hospital's financial position and helped guide long-term strategy and stability. As CEO, Van Winkle will oversee the continued development of the North Wing expansion while addressing key challenges facing rural healthcare, including access to care, workforce recruitment and retention, and the rising cost of healthcare services. I am honored to step into the role of Chief Executive Officer and continue serving this community, said Van Winkle. Mammoth Hospital plays a vital role in the Eastern Sierra, and I take that responsibility seriously. My focus is on ensuring access to high-quality care close to home, supporting and retaining our staff, and being open and transparent with our community as we make decisions about the future of healthcare in our region. Inyo County Public Health reports that influenza activity has declined to low levels across the county. Based on current surveillance data, the Inyo County Health Officer, Dr. Richardson, in collaboration with local healthcare partners, has declared the 25-26 influenza season officially concluded. Public Health extends its appreciation to healthcare providers, community partners, and residents for their efforts in reducing the spread of influenza this season. Continued vigilance and community cooperation remain essential to protecting public health as other respiratory viruses continue to circulate in the community. COVID-19 remains present year-round and may continue into the summer months. Inyo County Public Health encourages residents to continue practicing everyday preventative measures, including avoiding close contact with individuals who are ill, staying home when sick, and encouraging others to do the same, washing hands frequently with soap and water, or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and routinely cleaning frequently touched and shared surfaces. Inyo County Public Health will continue to monitor respiratory illness activity and provide updates as needed. At last week's Mono County Board of Supervisors meeting, a representative from the office of Senator Marie Alvarado Gill officially presented the 2026 Mono County Women of Distinction Honor to Christine Bouchard. Bouchard, who currently serves as the Assistant County Administrative Officer, was recognized for her exceptional leadership and unwavering advocacy for veterans, military families, and the broader community. A proud U.S. Navy veteran, Bouchard has been instrumental in strengthening Mono County's ties with its veteran population. She successfully reestablished the Veterans Day celebration in Bridgeport, played a key role in implementing the Mono County Military Appreciation Program and the annual Military Appreciation Week, and championed the creation of a new volunteer military appreciation liaison role. Bouchard was also commended for her critical leadership as interim emergency services director during the county's recovery efforts following the PAC fire. The Women of Distinction program highlights individuals nominated by their peers and community members for their exceptional service, professional achievements, and dedication to improving the lives of others. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole. Mono County has been designated as a contiguous disaster area by the U.S. Department of Agriculture due to agricultural losses caused by ongoing drought conditions impacting California. The designation follows a secretarial disaster declaration issued on April 6, 2026, which identified Inyo, Riverside, and San Diego counties as primary disaster areas. Mono County's inclusion makes local agricultural producers eligible for federal disaster assistance programs. The drought event began on October 1st, 2025, meeting federal thresholds for severe to exceptional drought conditions during the growing season. Eligible farmers and ranchers in Mono County may apply for USDA Farm Service Agency Emergency Loan Assistance to help recover from drought-related losses. Producers have 8 months from April 6, 2026 to apply, with a deadline of December 7, 2026. Emergency loans may be used to restore or replace essential property, cover production costs associated with the disaster year, refinance certain debts, and support essential family living expenses. Mono County agricultural producers are encouraged to contact the nearest USDA service office in Bishop. Members of the public are invited to attend the Mono County Children's Memorial Flag Raising Ceremony at Mammoth Lakes Courthouse on Thursday, April 30th. This event is part of a statewide commemorative effort to honor and remember the young lives tragically lost to violence and to raise awareness for child abuse prevention. Beginning at 9 a.m., the morning will feature remarks from local community leaders and child advocates, followed by a solemn flag raising ceremony outside the courthouse. The ceremony is hosted by Mono County Child Abuse Prevention Council in partnership with Mono County Health and Human Services, Mono County Office of Education, and First Five Mono. Fishmas is officially underway across the Eastern Sierra. The regular fishing season opened Saturday, April 25th, and local waters are expected to see plenty of anglers in the season as it gets rolling. Amid all the excitement, take special care this year to protect our pristine lakes and streams by educating yourself on the potential threats posed by golden mussels and the precautions you can take to help keep this invasive species out of our lakes and waterways. New ordinances in Mono and Inyo counties require inspections before launching any trailered watercraft, including boats and jet skis, into any body of water. Trailered watercraft must stop at a watercraft inspection and decontamination station and receive an Eastern Sierra mussel sticker before launching. Launching without an inspection may result in fines, misdemeanor charges, and/or boat impoundment. For inspection station locations and hours, visit Eastern Sierra WID. That's WID.com. So, yes, the fish are calling, but before you answer, make sure the boat is clean, inspected, and legal. The trout may not check your sticker, but the people protecting the waterway, well, they certainly will. Mammoth Lakes residents have a couple of civic reminders this week. The town council has a special meeting scheduled for Wednesday, April 29th. Items listed include discussion of a community visioning statement, review of organizational capacity and partnerships alignment for key strategies, and discussion of town council dynamics and staff support. And the Parks and Recreation Master Plan survey closes Thursday, April 30th. The town is asking residents to weigh in on what they love, how they use local parks and recreation, and what they want to see next. The survey is a good place to pull all those, you know what this town needs, thoughts. Just remember, if your idea involves unlimited parking, perfect snow, and no wind, the town may need a larger budget and possibly a wizard.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
And now for your local weather outlook for Wednesday, April 29th. For Bishop, the National Weather Service calls for sunny skies Wednesday with a high near 72. Wednesday night should be mostly clear with a low around 40. For Mammoth Lakes, Wednesday is expected to be sunny with a high near 54. Wednesday night should be mostly clear with a low around 30. For Lone Pine and the southern Owens Valley, Wednesday looks sunny as well with a high near 72. Wednesday night should be mostly clear with a low around 50. So after a little unsettled weather around parts of the region today, Wednesday is shaping up to look like one of those Eastern Sierra days that makes everyone briefly forget how many layers they had to put on this morning. Now to the roads. Caltrans District 9 has several traffic impacts this week across Inyo and Mono counties. Some of these are brief delay projects, but they are still worth knowing before you head out, especially if your schedule is built on, I'll just make up the time on 395. The plan rarely survives contact without a flagger. The Meadow Farms ADA project continues in Bishop on the northbound lane of US 395. The outside lane and shoulder are closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane while crews construct sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. Half of the Matlick Lane driveway will close at a time Tuesday and Wednesday for drainage work, and flaggers will be on site to direct traffic. The southbound shoulder will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane while crews construct light pole foundations and erect the poles. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue through the end of May. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. For the Bishop Pavement Project, sidewalk work on the northbound side of US 395 will conclude next week, and the traffic controls currently in place will lift. The right turn pocket on East Lyon Street onto US 395 and the left turn pocket onto US 395 from West Lyon Street are closed. Access to Willow Street from US 395 is unavailable. On North Sierra Highway, the southbound outside lane and shoulder are closed until crews finish the multi-use path and landscaping in the area. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. And for the Fish Springs Pavement Project on US 395 from Elna Road to State Route 168 East, there will be intermittent lane closures while crews stripe the lanes in both directions. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 to 3. Drivers, you guessed it, may experience brief delays. Caltrans reminds drivers that schedules may change because of weather, traffic incidents, equipment, materials, or construction issues. Slow for the cone zone, watch for crews, and give yourself a little extra time. Now for sports, the Bishop Bronco varsity baseball team delivered a 14-0 shutout to the Fraser Mountain Falcons in a five-inning game Friday. Ben Kemp started the game and in two innings got four strikes and allowed no runs. Reuben Nicholson caught Fraser's only hit, stealing second at the end of the second inning. In middle relief, Hundy Leeson went another two innings with no runs, one hit and three strikes. Knox Moffitt took over for the fifth and final inning. No runs, one hit. Altogether, Bronco pitching had three hits and no walks. Bronco offense put runs on the board every inning. Will Kemp, three runs batted in, two stolen bases and three runs. Reuben Nicholson, two runs batted in and one stolen base. Richie Talavera, double, two runs batted in, three stolen bases and three runs. Mike Trejo, one run batted in and one run. Hundy Leeson, triple, two runs batted in, one run. Messi Trejo, one run batted in. Dixon Svacina, hit by pitcher and one run. Charlie Butler, run on error and scored. Next up, the Broncos in an away game against Mammoth on Tuesday. Well, the Dodgers gave fans a little late night drama Monday, rallying past the Miami Marlins 5-4 at Dodger Stadium. Los Angeles trailed 4-2, going into the bottom of the ninth. Andy Pages walked, then Shohei Ohtani hit a ground rule double to bring the Dodgers within one. Dalton Rushing walked, Freddie Freeman was intentionally walked, and after Will Smith struck out, Kyle Tucker came through with a two-out single to center. Ohtani and Rushing scored, and the Dodgers walked it off 5-4. Jake Eater earned his first major league win with one inning of relief. Pete Fairbanks took the loss for Miami. The Dodgers improved to 20-9, with game two of the series set for Tuesday night. So yes, if you went to bed early, the Dodgers did that thing where they wait until you give up, and then they made it fun. Well, this month's community coffee is on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Zoom. Join the conversation to hear presentations about Wildlife Resilience Month, including upcoming summer fuels reduction and forest restoration work around Mammoth Lakes. The UC White Mountain Research Center lecture series continues through Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Owens Valley Center in Bishop. Michelle Slayton with the U.S. Forest Service will discuss high-elevation white pines of the Eastern Sierra, including forest trends, agents of change, and conservation management. The event is free and open to the public. Snow Creek Golf Course in Mammoth opens on Friday from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's the seasonal tee-off for the course, which means golfers can officially begin the annual tradition of blaming the altitude, the wind, and the greens. Absolutely never the swing. The Choo Choo Swap Meet returns to the Tri-County Fairgrounds on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entry is $5, and kids 12 and under, well, they're free. Find treasures and support Laws Railroad Museum and our community. Right next door at the fairgrounds on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Chili Cars and Cerveza and Battle of the Bands, emceed by yours truly, representing Eastern Sierra Now. Thank you very much. And that offers exactly what it says on the tin. Chili Cars and Cerveza. The free event includes a chili cook-off, car show, beer tasting, and battle of local bands from Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. Rounding out a jam-packed Bishop Saturday, Garden Fest 2026 is scheduled from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Eastern Sierra Land Trust and the Church Street parking lot. The free family-friendly spring celebration includes a native plant sale, live music, and strolls through the demonstration garden. And in South County, the free Keeler Swap Meet and Raffle Fundraiser will be held on Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Keeler Volunteer Fire Department. Come purchase a piece of history, take a drive around Keeler, and support the Keeler Community and Fire Council. At Mammoth Mountain, Unbound Party in the Park kicks off Saturday, May 2nd from 3:30 to 7 p.m. The event includes a free sunset cruise through Main Park and Forest Trail, a hike park for younger riders, plus a DJ and food and drink specials on the main lodge sun deck. This has been Eastern Sierra Now Local News. I'm Jesse Steele, and we will see you next time.